Houston, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Blueville Amateur Radio Club, the next monthly meeting will be on May 17th at 7 p.m. Dodge Pratt, Northam Community Center, 106 Keller Street, Blueville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.blueville.arc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in?
Good evening, Bob. Everybody on the net, enter KPS.
To KPR. Rich, how are you doing this evening? I would presume that you're probably mobile.
No, actually I'm portable. I'm right here in Boonville, in my apartment. And actually it's been a nice day today. My aide came in again today and rearranged, did some more rearranging. Then she rearranged what she rearranged. I'll say this girl's amazing, I know that. She finds spaces to store stuff I didn't even know were there. So, but everything is looking really good and it's looking fantastic in here, guys. Now I'll probably end up getting the apartment downstairs and have to move it all. That'd give us something else to do to keep her occupied. But for a young woman, she's very, very good at organizing stuff. I don't know where she gets it from in her family, because I know her family. But, like I said, we had a great day. She left here, right around 4:30. 4:30, right around that area. And then I had dinner, meatloaf. Actually, meatloaf sandwiches, and that was it. That was my dinner for tonight, because I didn't feel like doing any heavy cooking. Didn't really want to eat all that heavy, just a little meat, a little carbs, and that was enough. And after that, just got on the computer, started playing solitaire. No, take that back, I'm playing poker right now. I was playing solitaire earlier. And that's been my whole evening up to now. Tomorrow morning, my nurse from the VA will be here, and I'll get poked, prodded, and stabbed again tomorrow. Back to you, Bob. As I said earlier, good evening, everybody, and all the ones listening in. And 7388 and 2KPF.
Okay, Rich. Well, thank you for checking in. And, yeah, I'll tell you what, there's nothing like a good card game every once in a while that will kind of liven things up a little bit. And, as for the moving bit, I know what you mean there. Been that through the years, and, well, I'll tell you what. It takes some doing. It takes some working up to. But you get it done anyway. All right. 7-3, you have an excellent evening. This is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley service net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
KA3TFB.
DFP, Bill, I didn't catch it all, but I know it was you down in Pennsylvania. I don't know if the connection's quite right, but give it a go. See what we've got with it.
Roger, Roger, fine business. KA3TFB, we'll give it a go here. Little choppy tonight, not on and off too much, but there once in a while. I've been watching the tornadoes out west for the last 2 days. I feel sorry for these people. I'll tell you what, when your house blows away or something falls on it. But anyhow, I'm not going to hold a repeater. Good evening to everybody in the Empire State. KA3TFB, and back to net control. I'm the only one on Echolink at the time, and we'll give it back to you, and we'll be listening. Over.
Okay, Bill, very good. KA3TFB, I'm 5AOW into that. Yeah, glad for that info, and, yeah, we'll just move along from there, but, yeah, it's always sad to hear about tornadoes. I know when I lived out in Colorado for a while that, the more they come through in Kansas and numerous areas, get just pasted with them, and just to see the devastation that, it creates is just mind-boggling. Just feels so bad for everyone that has to endure that. Okay, Bill, you have a fine evening, and enjoy the sunshine. I hope you're getting it down there. We're getting a couple of days here, and yeah, we'll get lucky. Maybe it'll get a little bit warmer, too. All right. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
DC2WI.
Hey, we've got KC2WIB and 2PFM, George. George, what's going on up your way?
Well, good evening. Got the right man there right now with you, Bob. And the continuing saga of that white van, got it back today after they put the new converter in, and it turns out that part of the trouble was that where the crossover pipes come together, that thing, the mount to that for the for the exhaust pipe in front of the catalytic converter, that had split and had to be replaced, and part of the reason that the pipe itself in there cracked also was because I had two busted motor mounts, which I didn't realize I had also. So I had to change everything forward of the muffler, and the total bill after what I borrowed and everything else, the total bill came to $365. Could have come to a heck of a lot more, as I was warned. Remember, if this was a much later vehicle, much newer vehicle, like, that price could have been as much as $1,500. So, I tell you, I don't know, pretty soon I'm not going to be able to keep a vehicle anymore because I just can't afford the repairs anymore. Good thing the two people are letting me pay them off over the next year or so many months. Probably take almost a year to pay everything off at the rate things are going. And, of course, car insurance comes in June for the following year, and see how much that's going to be, too. See, it was going to be more than the $342 that it was last year. So that's going to go up a little, I hope, only a little, I hope. And I found out I'm all set now for, because every year you got to file your old age thing, because you only pay half the real estate tax and pay none of the school tax, only a $4 library tax. Of course, that's income dependent, naturally. And because only that's my Social Security, I get the full benefit. And I checked it because I hadn't heard back whether it had come back since I filed back in October again. Got to file it every year. And I finally got a call from the tax collector assessor today and told me, yes, everything was fine and nothing to worry about there. So that's one good thing. And yesterday, Mom didn't know who I was. After knowing me for about 6-7 times, this time she didn't know me. So what can I say? That's about the size of it here. Temperature here right now is 40 degrees. We had a temperature range today of 26 to to 55 and did have the wood stove going last night into the morning, and about 9 in the morning let it go out. Probably do the same thing tonight again. So that's the story here on the mountainside. God bless. 73s to all and to PFM Cliff.
Hi, George. I know what you mean with the white elephant. Doggone it. Seems like there's always a problem with that. Well, I'll tell you what. It just, it's got to drive you crazy. I had a vehicle like that years ago and it seemed like I just couldn't get anything better, so I had to deal with what I had. Well, hopefully everything will get better. You gotta have some good part of it come up. It's bound to happen. It's like a deck of cards. You gotta have aces somewhere along the line. 73, have a good evening, George. Yeah, we'll see what Pete's got for us. KC2WI, Pete, what's new in your area there?
KC2WI, well, I'm not out of the punch here, but I talked to my customer that spent a few days, and I got to go back there, and we made some plans, so I'm a little bit more relaxed. Matt, I got the, maybe it was yesterday, I got the email back from the repeater or gateway that I got registered for D-Star and I can actually now transmit on the thing. I just was on it, obviously, about the last 50 minutes with a guy talking about D-Star and asking him questions and getting a few more things straightened out. And I'm starting to figure it out. So that, I needed to do that like a hole in the head. But I started that Sunday night. I said I've got this from DB that I've had for a year plus, and just like the Kenwood radio I bought a year and a half ago, and it's never been out of the box. And now I've had my Frontier digital phone modem for a month. It's never been out of the box, and I'm paying for that, so that's got to get done. And all these kind of things that have been hanging, I got to do them. And really, the D-Star thing wasn't that important, but mentally, I think it was. I really feel like I've accomplished something. And the other thing that I've been dabbling with for 2 or 3 years now is Linux on older computers, and I started, again, I really didn't need to do that this week. There's really other things I really needed to do more as far as really for business-wise and that. So this is a business, a long-term, hopefully profitable thing. But I had an older computer I got from people in Boonville. I cleaned it up. I optimized it to XP. I optimized it. Basically, I'm going to charge him about one-third of what the real cost, the real time is, just because it's an older computer, it's XP. You know, if you said this is $200, they might pay it, but as soon as they told anybody who knew anything, they'd say, oh my God, well, how shall I say this? Time is money. It doesn't matter what you're doing. But, you know, basically I said to him, listen, I don't really think it's worth that much. I can do this for you. It's going to work. But, you know. So, but that was one I started on trying to do Linux on, and I decided, no, I think I'm just going to confuse them too much. This will work for what they want to do. But anyway, sort of, you know, got me in that mental mindset. Now I've got it on. I've two other things I did. I got Windows 10 installed on two of the refurbished, you know, used computers I got for sale, so that's all taken care of. Then I took one of my other older ones, it's a Pentium 4, 512 RAM, you know, XP, and I decided I'm going with Linux. One of the problems with Linux, if you've ever looked at it, is there's so many distributions, you know. And I've got it down to two that I'm going to use on the mainstream, and I haven't decided which I'm really going to use. But here's a 2000, I don't know, 4 or 5, I don't know, it's got a 10-year-old. You know, average computer for the day. Good quality, Netflix. And by golly, I've got the latest version of Firefox running on it, you know, which you could, well, you could do that on XP, but you can't do Chrome anymore. I found out that Chrome just stopped supporting 32-bit Linux, like, in March, but I was able to find the download. And the only reason I needed that is I also found out that Netflix will not support Firefox on Linux. So, but I really wanted to...
Well, I got out, did a number of things today that I took advantage of. With a sunny day, it was a little bit on the cool side, but I got a few things done ahead of time outside that just needed to be done. Worked on a couple of brackets and things built. I don't know, it seems like for like gutters you can't really get a bracket that holds up well, you know, with any kind of ice inside the gutter with a weight, additional weight. And there comes a time no matter what you have isn't going to be sufficient, but worked at that today with one area, you know, the one shed I have, and built those, got them done, got them in place, and all I need to do now is get a couple of sections of gutter to put on it, and hopefully we'll see if it holds up to weather and ice conditions for the fall and the winter. But in the meantime, I'll tell you what, I enjoyed the day. It was cool, the breeze was cold, but it still was nice. We had sunshine and turned out to be a very nice day overall. All right, I'm going to make another call, see if anyone else care to join us. This is N5AOW. Comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time.
What was your temperature this morning, Bob?
PC2WIN5AOW. Pete, we had 27 here this morning, and it took a while to climb up above that. And then once the sun came out, it gradually worked its way up to, I think, about 51, and that was it.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised. I got up around 7 or so, and I looked, and it was 26 degrees here. I looked outside, and, you know, the ground, it wasn't really, like, obvious big frost, but I looked at the grass and I said, boy, I think that's, you know, it's cold. It's frozen. And it was 26, and yeah, we had 53. I was just so busy doing things. I really wanted to go out. I kept saying I'm going to go out for an hour. I never did until about, you know, 7. I got out on a bicycle and, you know, put my windbreaker and wind pants on and went for a ride, and it wasn't too bad. It could have been real cold because I didn't put a hat, you know, on. And I did put gloves on, and my hands and my ears didn't really get cold. But, yeah, tomorrow's supposed to be nicer. Anyway, well, just wondering. I guess, you know, we're going to have a little warmer weather. But did you get in snow up there, or was it all rain?
You know, at one point we had a little bit of dusting. It, like I'm talking too close to the mic. It started out at light rain, and then for about 15, 20 minutes, temperature was just about right where we had light snow. Then it went back to rain again, so wasn't anything to really have accountable, but it did register as snow, so yeah, I'm just glad it didn't continue on and make the ground white again. I think we're all ready for warm weather and green grass at this point.
Yeah, well, the reason I ask is I talked to my father, and he didn't say anything about snow, you know, but I saw a post on Facebook. I follow the Shamrock Motel up there in Long Lake. I stayed there a couple years ago, nice people. And they put a post up, you know, it says morning commute between Long Lake and Tupper Lake or something like that. So it was a picture. And, you know, I mean, everything, you know, on the road, and it was obviously not deep snow, but everything was kind of, well, you know, that sort of slushy white. And so apparently they got a pretty good amount of it. It probably melted by the afternoon, you know, but there was some snow. KC2WI.
Yeah, hopefully, Pete, it'll be diminished, you know, with the time and the temperature and everything. I'm looking for it to be spring. I've been just trying to catch up with everything I could do outside and before the bugs come. Worked at that today with a couple of projects, and that worked out well, but, well, I'll tell you what, the minute it warms up, I'm jumping on the motorcycle and I'm going to take a ride. And probably a couple of days worth on and off, you know, but need to do that. I just have to break away from this winter, what do they call it, conundrum or whatever. So, it is what it is, unfortunately. We can't change anything about it, but boy, we're all looking for spring to work its way into summer. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank everyone that checked in. We have Pete, George, Bill in Pennsylvania, and Rich Portable. Everyone have a fine evening. N5 AOW clear.
Currently on the 145-17 station for Octane. Come now, please.
November 5, Alpha Oscar Whiskey.
N5 AOW. Bob, thank you for checking in. Please stand by. I got traffic for you. This is KB2KOJ for Octane. Anyone else with or without traffic? KC2NBU, Ray, if you're around. Anyone else with or without traffic for Octane? This is KB2KOJ for Octane. N5AOW, Bob, you ready to copy?
Roger, ready, Mark, N5AOW.
Please copy number 400, routine. K KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York. April 1, break. I know it's kind of getting late in the month here for this, but I didn't give it to you yet. Break. Mark, Shock 10, report. Station, 902. Station, 902. Traffic, 272. Traffic, 272. Session, 31. 73, break, Mark, KB2KOJ. Assistant Net Manager, Octane. End of the traffic. How'd you do, Bob?
Roger, copy that, Mark.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for your support of Octane. Much appreciated. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'll make one more call up. Are there any other stations with or without traffic? Final call. Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank Bob 73. Thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it. And I'll say 73 to you and hope to hear you tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ, clear.